You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What the what? 95BFM presents Gaz Coombs, September 17th at the Tuning Fork. That's good sounds. Good sounds that are coming to the town as well. Good news, Gaz Coombs is coming. Tuning Fork in Auckland, the 17th of September, and just happen to have Gaz Coombs on the telephone line right now. Hi, Gaz Coombs.
Hello, sir. All right.
Welcome to 95BFM. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. Yeah, very good. Yeah, just kind of settling into the evening over here in the UK, so just in between a few shows, doing some festivals here in the UK, but all's good, all's going great.
So you've released your third solo album, World's Strongest Man, and you've been slogging it out on the live circuit?
Yeah, you know, since the start of the year, just been kind of touring around, once over to America already, and just through Europe and the UK, and just can't wait to get over to you guys soon in September, so that'll be... that's kind of next to come.
Would your first visit to New Zealand have been with Supergrass for the Big Day Out?
I think it probably was, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a Big Day Out. I think the last time... I can't remember the last time we were there. I seem to remember being there in 97, though. That was the year we played with the Prodigy, I think.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Well, and you managed to be a professional musician ever since. Awesome. Must be quite satisfying.
Yeah, you know, it's going good, man. It's, you know, as long as the songs are still there, it's like, you know, it has to. I need something to get excited about. So, I'd hate the thought of slogging out the same old stuff. But you know, it's been great. It's been amazing 4 years writing these three records, and just really exciting times. You know, been getting playing with a great band, and also playing great solo shows on my own as well. So it's just sort of mixing it up a bit. But it's been an exciting year, man.
Was there a point where you thought that maybe you couldn't think up songs anymore? Because the Supergrass back catalogue was good and full. There's plenty of songs there, and then you came out with your own stuff. And I mean, has there ever been a point along the way where you had writer's block, or a thought, hey, maybe that's all I get?
Not really. Maybe when you kind of, you know, when I did the second album, my second solo album, Matador, there was a couple of songs on there. You know, you kind of think, can I beat that? You know, can I kind of, you know, eclipse that or even match it and stuff. But, you know, I think that's always a healthy kind of worry to have. And it just kind of fuels me to sort of write more. And I think, you know, then on this one, I kind of just dive straight into it. And it's sounding great. You know, I'm really happy with what came out. And, you know, some of the best stuff I've written in a long time. So, yeah, it's all kind of moving forward, man.
And how did you? What was your sort of technique for this album? I know the last one you sort of hid away for a while, and it was quite sort of cloistered yourself off from a lot of stuff. Did you do the same with World's Strongest Man?
Well, it's just a bit of a mixture, really. Of kind of first half was kind of more chaos, really, just kind of being in my own studio and just playing around with ideas, recording a lot while I was writing, and just. You know, getting a lot of instinctive, spontaneous ideas down. And then the second part would be a bit more sort of scientific. I went over to another studio, worked with a guy, Ian Davenport, and we kind of pulled things together and gave it some focus and direction and stuff. So it's that nice kind of mixture of, chaos and science, I guess.
So I suppose you have to work with someone else's opinion at some stage along the way, regardless whether you're a solo artist or not. Is that hard to do initially?
That's kind of how I like to work anyway. Even on the other sessions, they were a bit more kind of outgoing. I'd bring people into play, a couple of the guys from the band, I get in to play some guitar here and there, and I brought in Colin Greenwood as well. Colin from Radiohead played bass on one track, which was a bit of a fun night together, just sort of drinking wine. And
Colin came up here once and reviewed ice cream on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was having a holiday over here and just walked on in. Came on in.
I need to hear that. Yeah, so that, you know, that's great. Just there's different kind of vibes in the sessions. I liked it as well when it's kind of at the beginning as well, just being isolated and kind of getting these mad ideas out and just being free with it, you know. It's been a lot of fun.
The Gaz Coombs, who started out and we first saw back in 1997, has had a lot of different worldly experiences and experienced a lot of different music and watched the world change dramatically since then. How have you changed, and what sort of things are inspiring you to write music nowadays?
I think it's just sort of, you just sort of soak things up, you know. I mean, I think I still do a lot of travelling, and you know, through the music and you know, so I see a lot of new places and meet a lot of people, and I've got kids now myself. I've got two young kids, and you know, that sort of changes a lot. I think it's just the kind of world around us as well is kind of moving fast, and you know, there's a lot of kind of, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of changes in sort of technology. There's a lot of kind of unease politically. There's kind of, I think for writers, it's kind of, it's all out there, you know. It's kind of, it's a pretty fascinating time to live in, you know.
The rock and roll machine itself's changed quite a lot, hasn't it?
Scary in places. You know, the whole industry's sort of totally different to the 90s. But that's kind of, you know, it's just the way it is. It's kind of, there's always been these big changes and through the decades, and you know, I think it's a really exciting time to be around making music. And you know, I've loved it this last kind of 4 or 5 years, kind of doing my own records and getting out there and playing for the fans. And you know, it's been great.
Have you surprised yourself musically on this album? Anything you sort of going, ooh, look at me?
No. You know, it's like I know what I want to hear, I guess, and you know, I love that buzz when something comes out the speakers and it's just what I want to hear. You know, that's you just get that kind of instinctive buzz. But you know, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of ideas flying around, so it's just a case of getting them down, seeing if I can articulate them. That's the thing. See if I can get them across. You know.
In the press release, you go through quite a list of things that inspired you for this album. Do you want to tell us a few of those? Because I think it's quite cool. I think more people should do that. I don't think that's a bad thing to do, to tell people what inspired your latest music.
Well, you know, it's tricky because there's so many things go into it, you know. But then I guess it's sort of sound bites, you know. They kind of, you know, they pick up on a few things. And yeah, you know, there was the Grayson Perry book, you know, Descent of Man, which is, you know, something that was perhaps made more of than actually was, but it was just, you know, really inspiring in terms of that point in the writing of the lyrics and maybe even the title of the record to some degree, just kind of having you know, been inspired by that great book by Grayson. And but you know, all sorts of music really I was listening to at the time as well. There's kind of, you know, those couple of Frank Ocean records were great, and you know, but equally stuff around the UK that was cool as well, you know, Hookworms and
yeah, I really like the Hookworms. I think they're cool. They're really cool.
Yeah, you know, there's some good stuff around, and you know, Goat as well. I was listening to a lot of Goat. And
how's that guitar sound on Goat? Amazing.
Yeah, I know. There's some amazing sounds on that stuff. You know, there's really kind of pretty wild, you know, and kind of raw. But yeah, so, you know, whatever came along, man.
Hey, we're really looking forward to seeing you at the Tuning Fork on the 17th of September. Gaz Coombs, Mr. Gaz Coombs to you. Have a great rest of your slogging it out over there, and but make sure you're nice and fresh for us in September. And all the very best. Thanks for talking to 95 BFM Breakfast.
Excellent. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Gaz Coombs, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to introduce your song?
This is the world's strongest man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Gaz.
I'm a little master. I'm the world's strongest man. Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.